Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting third. The left fielder, Darren Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Del Greco. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Pignatano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Archer. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Jim Archer. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bunning. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jim Bunning. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pignatano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn takes first base on ball four. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco strikes out. Two outs. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Archer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Archer hits a pop-up towards third. Boro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rivera, who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seaburn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lump hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Seaburn moves to second. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. Seaburn moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 1 in the game. Del Greco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Kaline moves to third. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Brown reaches second base with a double. Kaline scores. Cash scores. Boros moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boros tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Tigers. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-1 in the game. Bunning strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0-for-1 in the game. Pignatano hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Bryan pinch hits for Jim Archer. Billy Bryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryan strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. Rivera strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dan Pfister now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Fernandez moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-0, Tigers. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boros hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Bunning covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0 for 2 in the game. Bunning strikes out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Fernandez reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fernandez moves to third. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Del Greco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Greco is 0 for 2 in the game. Del Greco hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Pignatano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pignatano is 0 for 2 in the game. Pignatano strikes out. 2 outs. Charlie Shoemaker pinch hits for Dan Pfister. Charlie Shoemaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shoemaker hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Wyatt now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Causey fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Darren Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wood strikes out. One out. Jim Bunning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bunning is 0-for-3 in the game. Bunning strikes out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Del Greco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Seaburn hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lump hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Lump reaches second base with a double. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a pop-up towards short. Fernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Nuxhall pinch hits for Bobby Del Greco. Joe Nuxhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nuxhall takes first base on ball 4. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Joe Pignatano. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8. And Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.